students from Campus Rural Missisquoi's Adult Education Center has coordinated a spaghetti dinner fundraiser so that students and staff can begin benefiting from its breakfast program once again. Students involved in cooking for the breakfast program have also highlighted how important it's been in preparing them for adulthood, providing them with a variety of skills. Their fundraising goal is $15,000, and the spaghetti dinner is one of the last fundraisers in support of the project. Good day, listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure, and you are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On this episode, I chat with Mo Dani Colom, who is the Assistant Director of the Adult Education Center at Rural Missisquoi campus, and two students that take part in the breakfast program, Marina Kyle and Owen Bryant, to get all of the details. So Marina, Owen, and Mode, I wanted to thank all three of you for chatting with me today about this fundraiser. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk with us. Mode, a few students from Campus Rural Missisquoi's Adult Education Center
are holding a spaghetti fundraiser to raise money to update the kitchen here for one very important reason, because the school's breakfast program was cut, from my understanding, due to not having that kitchen. And from my understanding, there is demand for this program, though. Can you please comment on the situation? I was told that both staff and students benefit from this breakfast program.
Yeah, exactly. It was a very tough decision we had to make because of the equipment that were just outdated and we were not respecting the norms anymore.
Okay.
We tried a couple of options at the beginning of the year, but unfortunately nothing had worked. So we closed it, and we actually have the chance to have amazing students who kind of brought it up to us as there is no way we can close our breakfast club. And then everything started to be more clear for us. We had to do something for them and with them to reopen it.
So really it's just to get some new equipment in there and update the space to meet the demands of what people are looking for the breakfast program.
Exactly. And we added some nice additions as well to add other stuff like smoothies and to start cooking muffins in the kitchen as well, so that next year we have more things to offer to the students.
Okay, to expand it even more. That's great. And, you know, I have friends and family and acquaintances that work in our local schools here. And, you know, they've all said the same thing, that the needs for their breakfast programs have grown and they're struggling to keep up because these programs are all community supported. So is there not any financial programs available through the provincial government, or is there no money set aside in the educational budget to ensure that these programs are supported? I may be misinformed, but it's really difficult to hear that students need to coordinate fundraisers to feed other students.
It's a little bit different because we're an adult education center.
Okay.
And the breakfast program are often offered to the elementary and high schools. So in our case, it's a little bit different. And we decided a couple of years ago that the breakfast club would actually be a course as well, so that our students could learn different life skills and be able to budget and buy some groceries. So it really became a project where we would learn and then offer low-cost breakfast to our students as well.
Okay, so normally adult education centers don't have those programs set in place.
Exactly, yeah.
I see. I was not aware of that. Now, Marina and Owen, I'm going to come to you. Now, from my understanding, you both cook for the breakfast program, and from my understanding, you both benefit from it as well. I just wanted to ask, you know, how has benefiting from this program helped you in your learning and your productivity in learning here at Campus Rural Missisquoi?
Well, I think for starters, it's not just us two. We're missing two people from our group, Dylan and Amber.
Mm-hmm.
It benefits us because as we're kind of still young and we're just hitting that adulthood, I think it's great because we're learning how to budget, we're learning inventory, we're learning so many unique things that we need to include in our adulthood.
Do you have anything that you wanted to add to that, Owen?
First off, I just want to say hi, Mom. Hi, everyone. Like Marina was saying, we're learning at the same time and like on how to like keep track of the food.
If we want to work in restaurants too, it's definitely handy to know because we're serving food as well. We serve so far like grilled cheese, something like super simple, easy, kind of light for your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it introduces cooking to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And it also, it's like $1. Like, some students don't normally eat breakfast in the morning because, like, I take the bus, and my bus ride is, like, 40 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to eat breakfast in the morning, so, like, it really benefits the students.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, there's also this big discussion happening right now that a lot of students are coming to school hungry, so I'm sure you've seen the difference when serving people, the difference this has made for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had people say, like, you know, without that program, they may have gone the entire day without eating? Have you seen the difference? Has people spoken to you about this?
They haven't spoken to us, but I've definitely overheard people say, like, oh, we don't want, because we have a little bouchery downstairs where they can get some croissants for a cheap price, but sometimes they don't always want a croissant, and maybe they want something a little more filling, such as a grilled cheese, because croissants are such a very light thing to have in the morning. So I think if you're a little more hungry, we offer that.
Yeah, puts more in your stomach.
Yeah.
Also, some people don't like sweet things in the morning, you know? We have bagels. Like, one time we ran out of, I think, cream cheese, and I just put a slice of cheese on there.
So you just really want to make it more available to the students so that they come to school with a full stomach.
And it's just nice to see people, like, happy. They're like, hi, how's it going? We're like, oh, it's going good.
It's really great because we have, like, new students from different parts of the world come in. And at least they can come and have somewhere that's very open, warm, welcoming, very home. Even if we don't offer the food that they used to have in their hometown, it's still great because they can come to us and we usually chat it up a little bit.
Introduce new things to them.
Yeah.
Mode, would you like to add anything to that in terms of a food security at the school and how important it is to ensure that for the students?
Hey, we saw a huge difference. Like, with all the increase of prices of food, we have some other initiative as well where, like, we always keep granola bars in our student service room, and it's really something that worries us a lot, and to build it with our students to make sure that the day that they decide to move on with their lives, they still have the good reflex on how can I cook on budget and have access to good food. For us, it's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, voilà.
Now, apart from the breakfast program, I'm sure this new kitchen space is also going to further support students like Owen and Marina you've been talking about in expanding their learning, the cooking experience. That's also an important aspect, to have the proper space and materials for students that are in school or that are looking to go back to school.
Yes, because, again, you're going into adulthood, so, you know, mom and dad aren't always going to be there to support you as much as you would love that, probably, and them too. So going into, you know, moving into your own apartment, and you're doing school, you're learning how to cook, I think that is so, like, beneficial for everyone. And
if you're looking to do that for as a career, it also introduces you to, like, the kitchen space as well.
Yeah. It's kind of like a smaller version than the cooking DEP that we also have here.
Okay.
So if you want to start off small before going into something bigger, then that is completely great.
We're kind of serving the ones that are on their high school leaving path.
Yeah.
And then we include other staff as well, and now the fundraising project became a center one because the vocational training have volunteered to help us cook, and then we have some people from other, like, the French side has also volunteered to come and help, so it's kind of became bigger than just us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to see the connection that it creates.
Yeah.
And we're just all hoping to get a coffee served on Monday mornings,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I personally don't drink coffee, I drink tea.
From my understanding, when I came across information about the spaghetti dinner, this was one of many fundraisers that are being coordinated.
We have a couple of things that were already done. So we did apply for a grant that we've got with the Townshippers Foundation.
Okay, yes.
We have another partner who also confirmed that they would give a good amount. So Yamaska Literacy Council has also contributed. We're also selling chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate bars, yeah.
So that's another thing we've done. So the spaghetti lunch is one of the last donation that we're actually putting in place.
Okay. And how much have you raised so far of your goal, may I ask?
We're close to 11
at
this point.
Oh, great. So you're almost reaching your goal. Awesome. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you all about the project and about the fundraising initiative. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that I may not have brought up in my questions.
I'd like to bring up that, I don't know, personally for me, just having the Breakfast Club open and just being there, it just, like, I don't know, like, kind of makes my day, you know?
Yeah. There's also a social aspect to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, students working together and helping each other.
Yeah.
Okay, it takes a lot of communication, and because we're going to be student run, I think, is that what we decided? Student run, yeah. It takes a lot of leadership for us as students as well. So I think that is such a great opportunity for us, and that mode has given us as well. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think we can't be more grateful for the help and support that we have gotten from others, teachers and staff included too.
Like, it's probably better than being paid to see the student kind of raising up and say, like, this is what we need, this is what we want, because this is the reason why we're here. We want to see them grow into the best version of themselves. And that's what I see here today. So it's amazing to see them take on so many responsibilities, and bravo.
So for students who might want to support you and who might want to attend the Spaghetti fundraiser, where can they find more information, or where can they find details for the ticket purchasing?
The best way, like, for people who are already in the building is definitely to just go to the front desk. Anybody from outside could contact us by phone, Campus Bromissisqua, Bromissisqua Campus, and we have tickets available also at the door. So if on Tuesday they want to come in around 11:30 and get the ticket, we'll have a couple at the door as well.
Great. Well, thank you all so much again for chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.